EC red cards prioritize Garun. The Election Commission has disqualified Garun Hosagun, the Puratai Party MP for Bangkok's constituency 12, for defaming Democrat Party candidate Thang Kun Chit Isara during last year's campaign. EC Secretary General Puchong Nutawong said yesterday the commission had resolved to revoke Mr. Garun's voting rights and order a by-election in Don Mueang District. The commission has requested that, if found guilty in court, Mr. Garun be required to meet the cost of holding the by-election. Mr. Thang Kun charged Mr. Garun with making four false accusations against him. 1. Mr. Garun accused Mr. Thang Kun of changing his Chinese surname, causing his father to die of grief. 2. He accused him of being a photo model for a pornographic magazine and claimed that he was a homosexual. 3. He alleged that the Democrats were paying people 300 baht each if they turned up to listen to their speeches during the campaign. 4. He claimed that Mr. Thang Kun looked down on the people of Don Mueang. Mr. Thang Kun's petition supporting his case, including recordings of speeches made by Mr. Garun on June 3rd and June 12th last year at fresh markets in Don Mueang. Mr. Puchong said the EC had submitted the case to the Supreme Court's Election Cases Division for a final verdict on Mr. Garun's disqualification. Mr. Garun must cease performing all functions as an MP if the court accepts the case for a ruling. Mr. Garun said on Wednesday that he accepts the Election Commission's decision to disqualify him. However, he had decided he would contest the EC's decision in the court after consulting the party's legal team. He said he was not discouraged because he had survived many problems more serious than this one in the past. Democrat leader Apisit Wechachiwa said he was surprised that the EC took so long to decide Mr. Garun's case. Mr. Apisit said there was nothing complicated about it. If there's a by-election, Democrat candidate Thang Kun will contest again, the former Prime Minister said. Puratai spokesman Prompong Noparit said the party had not begun looking for a candidate to run in the by-election because Mr. Garun would continue performing his duties as an MP until the court accepts the case for a final ruling.